the bridge?
Yeah.
Mr. Troll, are you still living under the bridge?
Well, where else would a troll live, Debbie?
I don't know.
But you know, I have been doing some thinking about this end of the year stuff.
Yeah, end of the year stuff. Like, what do you mean?
Well, you know, Debbie, there are many traditions that come around this time of year.
Yeah.
And one of them is revolutions.
Well, yeah, revolutions. But yeah. You know what? Revolutions are fine, but Mr. Troll, I just have this feeling you're thinking of resolutions, New Year's resolutions.
Well, Debbie, I'm certainly fortunate to have you around to straighten out my less lexicographical confusions.
You're what?
You know, when I get my words messed up.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, I'm glad to help.
Well, thank you, Debbie. You're a very kind person to help me out in that area. But, Debbie.
Yeah.
Do you make New Year's resolutions?
Well, sometimes I do, but I'm not even going to go there.
Why?
Well, sometimes I don't keep them, and why let everybody else know I failed when I've got myself to beat up on me?
Well, I know, and that is the same problem I have always had, Debbie.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I'm over 500 years old.
Yeah?
Yeah, we trolls have very slow metabolisms.
Uh-huh.
And whenever I make New Year's resolutions, I have not done a very good job of keeping them. Let me give you an example.
Okay, what's an example?
You know, like lots of people's out there every year? I always make a resolution to lose some weight.
Oh, that's a rough one.
Yeah, but it always keeps finding me.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, Mr. Troll.
So, to solve the problem, Debbie.
Yeah, you've
solved
the problem.
To solve this problem, and I want to, you know, keep with the traditions.
Uh-huh, traditions.
So what I have done is I have made resolutions for other people's to keep.
Oh, yeah, right. That's going to go over really good.
And would you like to hear them?
Yeah, like I have any choice?
No, you don't.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
All right. The first one is for Governor Kitzhaber.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. A resolution for our governor, the head of the state of Oregon?
That's right.
Okay.
He should make a resolution to never run again for public office.
Oh, okay.
You know why?
I can't imagine.
Well, we had this guy for what now? 12 years?
Yeah.
And now four more?
16.
Yeah, 16 years? That is enough.
Well,
that
it is, but
enough.
Mr. Troll, we could have been in worse shape on that one.
Well, that's your opinion. Okay. Okay, now my second fund.
Uh-huh.
Is for our station manager, Joanne.
Oh, come on. You're going to make a resolution for Joanne Rideout, who, like, walks on water?
She's not perfect, Debbie.
She's not?
No. Do you know, one of the requirements of all the programmers on KMUN is to read the weather report at the top of each hour. Are you aware of that?
Well, I didn't know it was actually a requirement.
Well,
but you know how
Elizabeth,
I am with requirements.
Elizabeth is the one that enforces it, but it's Joanne's idea.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
whatever.
Okay.
I just look out the window.
And do you remember a couple of weeks ago, the forecast says 75-mile-an-hour winds in Astoria, and so a friend of mine who's a programmer, you know, became very concerned about that and told everybody to go out and bat down the hatches because the winds are going to be 75 miles an hour, and they were only 14 miles per hour.
Yeah, well, that's happened.
So I think Joanne's resolution should be she should guarantee this accuracy of each weather report so programmers will not be the ones embarrassed when they were wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, we have some programmers out here that agree with that one.
Yeah, all right, whatever,
yeah, okay.
Mr. Troll.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have time for one more of your resolutions for other people.
One more what?
Resolutions.
What?
Resolution.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. little moment there. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I have more than one more.
All right.
Okay, this one is for the Senate. The House of Representatives and the President.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, that's the federal government there, Debbie.
Let's go.
Those are the head honchos.
Yep, they are.
They need to straighten out their act. They should make a resolution to travel to Troll Mountain and sit together in the Mystic Pool and pop bubbles until they can learn to get along.
Okay.
You know about the Mystic Pool.
I remember the Mystic Pool.
Yeah, that is where the trolls go. It's in Iceland, and it's under the mountain, and we all sit in the Mystic Pool.
Yeah, and sitting
and
in the Mystic
Pool. Flatulate.
Which creates the bubbles
that come up out of the water, and then we pop them and think about stuff.
Okay, well, that's disgusting.
No, it's not, Debbie. Yeah, this is a children's show, and children enjoy that type of humor. Yeah. No doubt.
That's the old children. New children are more sophisticated.
Okay
now, Mr. Troll, I mean it. One more resolution.
All right.
That's
this
all
is the
I
last
want.
One.
Yeah,
this is the
enough.
Last
okay.
one. Okay, I agree. Okay, okay. This one is for the Clatsop County Elections Division.
Oh.
They should read the ballot before they mail it out. Or maybe they should have somebody else read it.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Troll, I think nobody's going to argue with you on that one. Well, thanks, Mr. Troll. Hope it's not too cold and clammy out there under your bridge. Well, we're going to start off the musical portion of our show today with Tevin Goldberg, who joined us here in Clatsop County back in fourth grade, I believe, and has gone on to do amazing things. What's going on with you these days, Tevin?
Not much.
Oh, come on.
In between that, I'm a freshman at Middlebury College in Vermont, and I still play the piano a little bit.
And haven't you, like, been in Europe singing and doing amazing things?
I was in China over spring break playing
Europe.
Jazz. Yeah. No singing.
China, okay.
In the shower, but...
Cool, all right.
So I'll play a few jazz tunes for you today.
Right.
Start with one called Here's That Rainy Day, which seems quite appropriate given the weather.
All right, well, welcome home, and we're glad you're with us on Troll Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you. So this next tune is another jazz standard called Prelude to a Kiss by Duke Ellington.
Thank you.
One more? Okay. Thank you. So this last tune is slightly different. This is a modern tune by a saxophonist in Chicago named John Wojciechowski, which is a mouthful of a last name, but it's a great tune with a less great title because the name of the tune is literally title. I think he forgot to put one in or something, but it's a good tune.
So good to have you join us here on your vacation from school. And best of luck to you when you get back to school. It sounds like you're doing fantastic things, and we're really proud of you. Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to get Jill Trenholm up here, but I want to let you know about a couple of cool things going on in the community while she's coming to the stage. This is the last weekend for Beauty and the Beast at the Coaster Theater, and it's a fantastic production. I got to see it a few weeks ago. Tonight's performance is at 7:30, and there is a matinee tomorrow at 3 o'clock. It's really cool. Some great acting, some amazing voices, so get on down there. Tonight, the Sou'wester in Seaview has Laura Gibson and guests, so that's a good thing to do. Oh, and there's a peace vigil going on today from 1 to 2 right here in Astoria at 8th Street at the Triangle there on Marine Drive. This is put on by the Lower Columbia Diversity Project. From 3 to 4 in Seaside at the Turnaround. So let's put on your rain gear and get on out there and do what you can to make this world a little better place. Hey, I want to say one thing after Tevin's performance. Tevin has helped out with the classical programming a bit here at Coast Community Radio, and I hear we could use a few more classical programmers. So if you're interested in being a part of the KMUN family in a really fun way, give Elizabeth a call during the week, 325-0010, and become a programmer. As I look out here, I see a lot of faces of people who have done or are doing great things at our radio station, and yay for them. Well, I'll tell you, I am so thrilled. Jill Trenholm and I have been communicating a bit about an educational project she's got going.
That's right.
And when Polly called yesterday with a sore throat and she couldn't sing, I was a little stressed, but not for very long. And I remembered that Jill was, you know, in the wings waiting to do Troll Radio. And thank you, Jill, for
You are so welcome. I am very, very happy to be here. And I'm sorry Polly is ill, and we all hope she gets better very quickly.
She will, and she'll be back. She's a kind of a Troll Radio staple. So And even though she lives far away, she's part of our family here. So welcome, Jill Trenholm. And I think you've got some special stuff for the kids in the audience,
which is
everybody around here.
I do, and I do need help singing, and I'm hoping these kids will sing along with me. And there's some lyrics over here that Joe is holding. That's my husband. So the grown-ups can sing along, too. We're going to sing a song called Let's Make Some Good Things Happen. And if some of these kids are from Long Beach Elementary, you may already know the song. We just put a program into the school that teaches kids how to practice kindness. And these are some of the songs from the program. All right, you ready? I see some of you kids have your practice kindness reminder bracelets on. That's very good. Put them on your left wrist. And once you do something kind, you can switch it to your right wrist. So sing along with me, and then you can switch your bracelet. Let's make some good things happen, yeah, yeah. Let's make some good things happen right now. Let's make some good things happen, yeah, yeah. Let's make some good things happen right now. Another thing you can do when we sing the words yeah, yeah, hold two thumbs up. And when we get to the words right now, hold two pointer fingers up. Anything is possible. If I can dream it, I can do it. It will take a bit of work, but I will stick to it. I know the secret is just getting started. And the best way to do it is just to do it. Here we go, we're gonna lift our heads. I'm gonna lift my head up. I'm gonna get up and make some good things happen. I'm gonna lift my head up. I'm gonna get up and make some good things happen. Very good. Let's make some good things happen, yeah, yeah. Let's make some good things happen right now. Let's make some good things happen, yeah, yeah. Let's make some good things happen right now. Very good. I wish everybody on the radio could see these people getting their thumbs up and their fingers up. Once I have started, I will never, never give up. Because good things are what we all need. And I have it in me to get the job done. I'm confident I will succeed. I'm gonna lift my head up, I'm gonna get up, make some good things happen. I'm gonna lift my head up, I'm gonna get up and make some good things happen. Here we go. Let's make some good things happen, yeah, yeah. Let's make some good things happen right now. Let's make some good things happen, yeah, yeah. Let's make some good things happen right now. Oh, I love it. And I've got ideas to make things better. It's up to me to get them going. And I'm making good plans. I will start in the beginning. And very soon good things will start showing. I'm gonna lift my head up, I'm gonna get up and make some good things happen. I'm gonna lift my head up, I'm gonna get up and make some good things happen. Here we go. Let's make some good things happen, yeah, yeah. Let's make some good things happen right now. Let's make some good things happen, yeah, yeah. Let's make some good things happen right now. Very good. Right now. Right now. Good things. Right now. Oh, very good. Excellent. I'm going to take all of you with me everywhere I go, because that just sounded great. This next song is called Practice Kindness. And do you know what happens when you practice something? What happens? You get good at it, right? What if you practice jumping rope? Would you get good at it? Yeah. If you practice drawing, you'd get really good at drawing. What would happen if you practiced kindness? You'd get good at being kind. And what do you think would happen if everybody was really good at being kind? Lots of good things. We'd have no fighting, no wars. We'd have world peace. You can sing along with me. Joe's holding up the words. You got to practice, you got to practice, you got to practice kindness. You got to practice, you got to practice being kind. You got to practice, you got to practice, you got to practice kindness. You got to practice, you got to practice being kind. If somebody's sad, you got to cheer them up. If somebody's mad, they just might need a hug. That's how you practice kindness. Share a smile, give a hug, be a friend, volunteer your love. Put your best self forward and give lots of compliments, 'cause that's how you practice kindness. Here we go. You got to practice, you got to practice, you got to practice kindness. You got to practice, you got to practice. You got to practice, you got to practice kindness. You got to practice, you got to practice being kind. If somebody's down, you got to pick them up. If they're carrying a heavy load, you got to help them out. If they don't have a lot, you got to be generous, 'cause that's how you practice kindness. That's how you practice kindness. Here we go. You got to practice, you got to practice, you got to practice kindness. You got to practice, you got to practice being kind. You got to practice, you got to practice, you got to practice kindness. You got to practice, you got to practice being kind. If somebody's scared, you got to calm them down. Somebody's lost, you can help them be found. If they're heading the wrong way, you can help them turn around, 'cause that's how you practice kindness. Share a smile. until you practice kindness. Here we go. You got to practice, you got to practice, you got to practice kindness. You got to practice, you got to practice being kind. You got to practice, you got to practice, you got to practice kindness. You got to practice, you got to practice being kind. You got to practice, you got to practice being kind. Very good.
Now, I have some rhythm shakers in that basket over there. Joe, it's on the bar stool there. And I'm going to hand out, he's going to hand out just a few of them, because this song is all about sharing. So when we get to the part where I say, let's share, you need to toss the egg, hand the egg to the person next to you that doesn't have one. And it's called Nuts About Nut. I also need some backup singers, and I prefer squirrels. So, can I hear your squirrel voice? If I sing, we're nuts about nuts, I want you to sing, we're nuts about nuts. Can you do that? Now hold your hands up under your chin. We're nuts about nuts. So here we'll go.
We're nuts about nuts.
We're nuts about nuts.
We're nuts about nuts.
We're nuts about nuts.
We're nuts about nuts. Well, I'm nuts about nuts, and I'm nuts about you. Call me a squirrely squirrel, well, you're one too. Let's go run around, up and down every tree we see. Let's go run around, I'll share with you if you will, share with me. Cause we're nuts about nuts.
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 Let's share. Okay, hand your egg over, your rhythm shaker. Well, if you find one nut, and I find two, three, then we'll each have two. That's the way it should be. Let's go run around, up and down every tree we see. Let's go run around, I'll share with you if you will, share with me. Cause we're nuts about nuts.
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 What's nuts about nuts?
Let's share. Sharing is easy. Sharing is good, makes us feel happy, like we knew we would. Cause we're nuts about nuts.
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 Let's share. If I find nine nuts, and you find one, then we'll each have five. That's how sharing's done. Let's go run around, up and down every tree we see. Let's go run around, I'll share with you if you will, share with me. Cause we're nuts about nuts.
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 We're nuts about nuts. Let's share.
Very good. Thank you very much. Thank you, Debbie.
Well, I highly recommend you look up Jill's website. She's got some amazing artwork on that. Jill, those are beautiful paintings you have. They're...
Oh, thank you very much,
and
Debbie.
And your program is called?
It's called Jarena's Journey. And if you go to jarenasjourney.com, you'll see all the kids' programming that we're doing. And I have a Jarena's Journey Facebook page where you can see a lot of what's going on in the schools and what's happening in the communities with it as well. So.
Of the river, and we're hoping that that spreads over across the bridge.
Yes,
and across
I'm hoping
the airways.
So too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we'll see what we can do about that in this new year.
Thank you.
That was a real treat. Well, if you're over 21, you might want to come to Fort George tomorrow night to ring in the new year. The Brownsmead Flats are going to start it off, I think, around 8, and it's going to be followed later by the Flat Rock String Band, sounding pretty fabulous. You want to go out for a nice, mellow dinner. You might catch Larry Moore doing a solo show at the Supper Club from 6 to 9. And there's music all over the place, so, you know, look around and find it. New Year's Eve celebrations are happening here and there. But one of the most fabulous things, and one of the things you can't find anywhere if you don't live on the coast, is whale watching. The whales are moving through right now to go to Mexico. That's a good idea. And the whale watching, they have special volunteers out through the 31st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And there is a map of where they are on the OregonStateParks.org website. So look that up. It's pretty fabulous. Well, we got a house band.
Howdy, Deb.
Yeah, we do. It's always good to have a house band. And the Troll Radio house band is definitely one of the best. So we're going to turn the microphones over to them now. And if you feel like dancing, there's not much space out there, but I'll bet you can find a spot to do a little wiggling around.
Let's go, Ned.
One more time.
Scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Till the day I die.
All right. Sometimes life's crooked road takes a special turn. life's crooked road. Lots of things I never know. That's because of me not knowing anything. Trouble got right on my tail. Spent the next 5 years in jail. I should have read that detour sign. Detour. There's a muddy road ahead. Detour. Paid no mind to what it said. Detour. All the bitter things I find I should have read. That detour sign. I got stuck in the mud, all my oats dropped with a thud, and I thought my poor heartstrings were made of twine. But the further that I go, the more sorrow that I know. I should have read detour sign. Detour. There's a muddy road ahead. Detour. Ain't no mind of what it said. Detour. All the bitter things I find I should have read. That detour sign. Got stuck in the mud, oats dropped with a thud, and I thought my poor heartstrings were made of twine. But the further that I go, the more sorrow that I know. I should have read detour sign. Detour. There's a muddy road ahead. Detour. I paid no mind to what it said. Detour. All the bitter things I find I should have read. That detour sign. I should have read. That detour sign. I should have read. That detour sign. Getting Ned tuned up. We'll do another one here. Get the rest of the band up pretty quick. Oh yeah.
I know you right as. I know you right is gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss your baby rolling in your arms. Laid down last night, but I could not take my rest. Laid down last night, but I could not take my rest. My mind was wandering like wild geese in the wish I was headlight on a northbound train. Wish I was headlight on a northbound train.
I'd shine my light through that cool Oregon rain. I know you riders gonna miss me when I'm gone. I know you riders gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss your baby rolling in your were vortex, I'd be a diving duck. If the river were a vortex, I'd be a diving duck.
Drum diving duck.
I'd swim to the bottom, dream my way back up. I know you riders gonna miss me when I'm gone. I know you riders gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss your baby rolling in your arms.
Just more. One more.
Gonna shine in my back door someday. Sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. That cold north wind's gonna blow my blues away. I know you riders gonna miss me when I'm gone. I know you riders gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss your baby rolling in your arms.
Here we go.
Gonna miss your baby rolling in your arms.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. That's fabulous. Well, before we get all the other musicians up here to sing you on out, I want to say a lot of thank yous and a lot of thank yous to, for making this happen. Gosh, we've been doing Troll Radio for 15 years now, and she just whacked another one off. That's pretty amazing. Big thank you to Blue Scorcher for always sending over some treats, coffee, and some cookies. That's always a nice addition. And Fort George Brewing Brewery, wow, thank you so much. They're fabulous for giving us this space. It's been so much fun to be here. And as the year comes to an end, we always need to thank, for so many reasons, Coast Community Radio. This is a good time of the year to give them your support, not only by, you know, tuning in and being a part of the radio family that way, but by giving a little extra in the means of a financial gift here at the end of the year. So thank you to all the musicians who made it happen today, our great house band, and Jill Trenholm for coming in and saving the day. Good luck with your program. And by the way, Jill, I wanted to say a little something about your program. If people are looking up your website, how do you spell Jirina? Is it J? Okay, J-I-R. INA, Jirina's Journey, and it's really lovely. You're going to be just blown away by her artwork. So, so lovely. So, I hope we all stay in touch there. And thanks to Tevin for coming in. We've got him here on the keyboard ready. They must know what the ending song is. And I'm going to say goodbye to you, and we'll see you back here in January. We're going to have Yosef and Kim. Kim's dancing around on this lovely stage. And I believe we've got Brad Griswold in some configuration, so it's going to be a pretty fabulous show. So we'll see you on the last Saturday of January. I'm turning the stage over to everybody else now. Happy New Year!
Okay, we have our Christmas one, because it's still holiday season. So if you know it, sing with us.
Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm going to send thee one by one. One poor little bit baby, wrapped in swaddling clothing, lying in a manger. Born, born, born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm going to send thee two by two. Two for Paul and Silas. One for little bitty baby, wrapped in swaddling clothing, lying in a manger. Born, born. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee three by three. Three for the Hebrew children, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby, wrapped in swaddling clothing, lying in a manger. Born, born, born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm going to send thee four by four. Four for the four who stood at the door. Three for the Hebrew children. Two for Paul and Silas. One for the little bitty baby, wrapped in swaddling clothing, dying in a manger. Boom, boom. Send thee, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee five by five. Five for the gospel singers, four for the four who stood at the door, three for the Hebrew children, two for Paul and Silas, one for a little bit of baby, wrapped in swaddling clothing, lying in a manger. Bright morning, when the life is over, I'll fly away to a place on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away.
I'll fly away
in the morning. we meet half halfway. No more cold iron shacks on my feet. A few more weird days and then I'll fly away to a land where joys never end. I'll fly away.
Thank you very much.